It's a step forward for the Food and Drug Administration's approach to cannabis-derived medications. This week, it approved a new drug, Epidiolex, that is a formulation of cannabidiol, CBD for short, to treat rare and severe forms of epilepsy. Wendy Gibson is a field organizer for the Drug Policy Forum and the Medical Cannabis Coalition of Hawaii, who spent years advocating for the use of cannabis-derived medications. And although she has reservations about this one, she welcomes the FDA's changing attitude.
Many things are different now about using CBD. I would be surprised if people haven't heard about CBD oils, have been exposed to it in the health food stores. There is an entire project called Project CBD dedicated just to teaching people about CBD, and because it has many, many therapeutic uses.
So it's a derivative of cannabis, but it's not one that has, psychic effects?
They say it's not psychoactive. However, it does buffer out the psychoactive effects of THC and therefore does have psychoactive effects, but it's not intoxicating.
Okay.
Yes.
Who uses it and who can benefit from it?
There are many people who are using CBD oils to treat many, many conditions because it's, the United States government, the Department of Health and Human Services has a patent on it as a neuroprotective agent. One of the uses is epilepsy. People are using it as an anti-inflammatory. People are using it as part of their cancer treatments, as an anti-nausea, also anti-proliferative, so it keeps the cancer cells from growing and tumors.
And it's now legal, right?
CBD from hemp is quasi-legal, and in the states that have medical cannabis programs, it's legal if it comes from a dispensary.
So it's legal in Hawaii?
Sort of. The CBD, so there's two kinds of cannabis sativa, and most people are buying the over-the-counter hemp kind, but the other kind, the medical kind, that is sold in the dispensaries is higher in THC. It's a high resin one. It has many more therapeutic chemicals in it than just the CBD from hemp.
So what has changed now in the legal environment regarding CBD?
Well, CBD is becoming more legal now for use. There are 29 states that have solid medical cannabis programs, and there are another 14 or so that have a CBD-only style medical cannabis program. And now with bringing in a pharmaceutical version of it, which is Epidiolex, we will now have at least the consideration by the government of getting it out of the Schedule I drug category, which is reserved for the most dangerous substances that have no medical value whatsoever. So that's progress. Just to get it out of the Schedule I drug category will make it less illegal.
As of today, it is in the Schedule I category?
It has been since 1970.
But it is that way today?
It is a Schedule I drug. It is. Hemp got an exemption through a 2014 farm bill that they can provide CBD products and ship them interstate if it's for industrial or research purposes only, but not for medical purposes. So anybody selling it cannot make health claims about it.
So what you have in practice is people with, for example, epilepsy, seizures, using a substance illegally. Is that right?
To some degree, yes, and there are families who are worried that CPS are going to come take their children if it's discovered that they're using CBD to treat their children.
But it's been going on for years.
Many, many years. Yeah, we have medical refugee families here in Hawaii. These are families who have fled from other states that don't allow for the use of CBD or other cannabis products, and it's becoming more legal, and we're hoping that because Epidiolex, the pharmaceutical, it's likely to be scheduled in a much lesser category, probably less than Schedule 2, probably a Schedule 3 category, which is still a controlled substance, but not thought to be the most dangerous chemical on the planet, as it is in a Schedule 1 drug category.
How did you become a, cannabis educator?
Ooh, I was inspired by many things, actually. When I was in nursing school, I took a class called Issues and Trends, and it was basically a debate class. And I chose medical cannabis as my topic. And the teacher told me that someone had already taken the pro stance, I would have to take the con. And so I thought that was a good challenge. I wanted to know everything that was wrong with it. Mm-hmm. And so I found a brochure that the Drug Policy Forum of Hawaii put out is outlining Hawaii's medical cannabis laws. And what I discovered was the plant itself wasn't dangerous, but patients really needed a lot more advocacy from nurses, from the healthcare professionals about using their medicine and getting access to their medicines.
Do you see the, you know, there's clearly a movement toward greater acceptance of cannabis in medical uses. Do you see that continuing?
I think people are finally getting it, that patients aren't all about getting high, they're about getting well. And there are some people who will never get it, that are always going to, you know, challenge us and say, oh, they're, you know, everybody's just trying to get high. But we've worked with enough patients, we've seen enough amazing successes with using this medicine that we're going to stand firmly behind our patients.
It must be difficult to work with patients when what they're doing is illegal.
Well, like you said, here in Hawaii, it's been accepted as a medicine since the year 2000. And we just got the dispensary bill passed in 2015, and we now have, I think, 8 dispensaries open. So patients can now have medicines that are tested and can be dosed, yeah, which is one of our greatest challenges was dosing this.
So we're seeing some genuine progress in your area, it would seem.
Well, sort of. Epidiolex has some concerns for us. We're thrilled that they're finally recognizing...
Epidiolex being the pharmaceutical equivalent? Or?
Yes, the pharmaceutical CBD cannabidiol.
Okay.
That was just approved yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we will be seeing that on the pharmacy shelves. And this is the first drug ever to be approved to treat Dravet syndrome, which is a rare type of seizure disorder. Epidiolex is only approved to treat 2 types of rare seizure disorders, so it's not a huge patient population that's going to benefit from this, but it's a good step in the right direction.
Does it address epilepsy?
Oh yeah, the clinical trials had very good success rates with patients getting good reduction of seizures, but also what concerns us is the side effects. They were giving these patients high doses. The carrier is sesame oil. One of the side effects is diarrhea, and we think that that might have been caused because of just high doses of sesame oil. But other patients were taken out of the program. I spoke with some of the parents of children who were involved in the Epidiolex study, and one mother pulled her daughter out because of the elevated liver enzyme side effect. And so she put her daughter on a hemp-derived CBD oil that has a little bit of THC in it, and she still got good results with it without the liver inflammation, without the liver enzyme.
So you're not recommending the pharmaceutical alternative. What do you think is the best way to deal with a seizure disorder?
As an American Cannabis Nurses Association member, I'm an advocate for whole plant botanical extract medicines. I appreciate that they're trying to come up with a pharmaceutical version of it, but chemists are just trying to recreate a plant that it seems to be working pretty well for most of the patients that we're treating. So while I'm not opposed to pharmaceutical drugs, I would like to see whole plant medicines studied more extensively with all the components that work synergistically together rather than trying to parse out one or two to try to create the magic formula to treat over 700 conditions. I can't imagine how long the research is going to take to achieve that.
So just sticking with cannabis in its pure form would address a lot of the same issues without having to break it down into different pharmaceutical equivalents?
I believe so. I believe if we could get good controlled studies on whole plant medicine, we would be a lot further along in our protocols than we are.
Wendy Gibson is a field organizer for the Drug Policy Forum and the Medical Cannabis Coalition of Hawaii.